There you go, 838. Okay, I'm a goofball. I'm a moron. I made a mistake, so I need to correct it. So there, we have a new program. If you haven't heard it, it's the Wall Street Money Report, which is pretty cool. It runs during the 6 o'clock hour. It runs during the 8 o'clock hour. And the 8 o'clock hour, it was sponsored by Spring Insurance Agency. And I didn't say that, and I should have. It's a great day with Spring Insurance. So I'm corrected. Take care of that.
That's right. And promise, it will be in
promise it won't happen again.
Future episodes, right?
That's right. It will, as a matter of fact.
That's
okay.
Right.
Now, I'm not.
You know what else you haven't done?
Yeah. What have I not done?
I don't think you've given away those tickets you were going to
give. No, I did. Now, remember, I didn't do it
on
the air.
You did it off the air.
I did it
off the air. Oh, you did it off the air.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to write down a name.
No, I got it.
I hope you wrote
it's
down
covered.
The name.
It's covered. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Taken care of.
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go, boys. I've been saving this one for the second power hour. FBI has arrested a Georgia woman who authorities say tried to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just telling you, it's in North Carolina. So when you're looking for a hitman in North Carolina, there's only one place you can go. You already know it.
Walmart.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Well, you know, you...
Here's the deal, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, look over there. If he's only got one peg left on that game, you figure he's pretty sharp.
That's right. That's right.
So now
Scott has no idea what we're talking about.
I've played that game. I told you I've been to one Cracker Barrel. It was in Nashville.
Be nice. The last time I checked, they were.
And it's a quarter till 10, and they weren't thrilled to see us walk in. That's all.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. So,
you let that ruin your experience?
Not at all. Not at all. That's the only time that, you know, the situation was right.
It's
anyway.
Because after you ate, you spent an hour thumbing through the Jim Reeves albums.
I was. No, yeah. But I'm saying
he was going looking for his favorite Bill Gaither CD. Yeah,
that's right.
I was playing the little game.
Would you get that guy out of the rocking chair out front, please?
Yeah. Who wants to play me in a big game of checkers? Come on, big checkers. They're the size of coasters.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Ah, golly. When do y'all close? Oh, you did. Okay, well.
45 minutes ago, huh? You don't mind me sitting out here, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go home? Wife just had a new baby, huh? Oh, man, what'd you name it? How big was it? Did it sleep all the way through the night?
I don't know, sir. I haven't been home. If you'll give me your phone number, I'll gladly report back with you.
Okay.
Wow. So... But here's, I mean, it gets...
Wow, boys are piling on me.
No. The story actually gets better, though.
Oh, okay.
So...
Yeah, that's right. You know, first of all, we lost in all of this is that this genii decided to find a hitman at Cracker Barrel.
Right.
Please, continue.
So, you're going to have your ex-husband offed, okay? So, how much are you going to offer the hitman at Cracker Barrel to get this done?
You will foot the bill for their meal.
A little bit.
And a $50 voucher in the store.
Yeah. $1,500.
Yikes.
Now, see, the going price, I think, I mean, we have stories, $5,000, $10,000, something like that. But, I mean, $1,500?
You know, I think the only thing more disturbing than to find out that someone wanted to bump me off, someone close to me wanted to bump me off, is finding out that my life was worth, say, $1,500.
Yeah.
It's like... Okay, if...
Well, hey, times are tough, geez.
In a food-encrusted pay envelope.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, give me some time. I'll scrounge together $2,000 if it'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Just to keep you alive.
Just to keep me alive.
Let's get into a bidding war.
Yeah. $1,550. Yeah.
A long-term friend the woman sought out for help turned her in. Dang, gotta help.
She got narked out.
She did. Hey, I need to find me a hit, man. Where you think I'll go? Crabber? All right, I'm going over. She's
never thought about that.
She's no sooner out of the house than Ermeline is calling the sheriff going, get on over there, Ellie Mae's headed to the Cracker Barrel. She got $1,500. She wants to kill Dolph. All right.
Dolph?
Really?
Isn't it international marriage?
I was going to say.
He's a war baby.
Yeah. That's
hey,
right.
Come over from Europe. Yeah.
Oh, well, and he was off to a bad start anyway.
Right, Dolph Anderson.
He's one of them Arians. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah,
got that going on. If you want something to read today, if you got... What? There's a story.
White trash mixing with, you know, international intrigue, and, you know, I'm pretty sure Interpol would be involved. She's trying to kill a foreign citizen or something.
Could be. Don't know. All right, now, I'm not judging, okay?
Never. We don't do that on this show.
No.
You're not a judge.
But I know that some of you prefer to get your movies and premium TV via less-than-legal internet sources.
Does that happen anymore, really?
Yes.
You know, honestly, for me, in terms of viewing quality and smacking of effort, it's worth what I pay a month.
Understand, but that's you.
I know.
Okay, and that's...
I know.
That's, and the reason I mention this is going to rise to the top. This is something that... they are putting together what is called a new copyright alert system to let you know that they are aware of what you are doing. So you may soon start seeing notices on the front of your video there that says that. The copyright alert
man,
system.
Oh, man, wouldn't that just scare the dog out of it? You're sitting
well,
there,
no, it won't.
You're sitting there stealing cable and a little message comes up. Scott.
It does. All right, for how long? I mean, you can go back to VHS tapes. You put that thing in, and you couldn't fast forward by it.
Yeah.
That FBI warning.
Oh,
they're going to come and take 3 or 5 children.
Yeah. They made it look.
Oh,
mean.
You can fast forward past it. They just left it up for 5 minutes, so it still stayed on your screen for a minute.
Among the copyright alert system, latest agreement between the internet service providers and the entertainment industry. Among those participating will be AT&T, Cablevision, Comcast, Time Warner, and Verizon. It seeks to unify the ways that the various internet service providers have notified customers about suspicious behavior in one of their standardized systems. How it will work, users will get a notice if they are suspected of illegal downloading. If they ignore that message, the ISP, that's the internet service provider, might resort to pop-ups or...
Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure.
There are people who might not know.
I thought it stood for International Stuttering Partner.
Them too. Pop-ups or redirecting to special websites that will display the alert. If you continue to do that,
knock on the door.
There'll be a knock on your door. So we'll see how that works out for you. Just want to let you know.
I'll play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Not to justify the theft of material. Don't we have bigger fish to fry?
Well, yeah. We always have bigger fish to fry.
You know, the last time I checked.
But they've all got to fry some fish.
Unemployment sky high. The economy, you know, to put it mildly, sucks. It seems to be, you know, we have porous borders.
Mm-hmm.
We have government agencies that are supplying guns to international drug lords.
Yeah, you're depressing me.
Well, we're bleeding money in any number of ways that we don't even know about.
I'm starting to think we need more stolen cable.
Now we're going to worry about someone... stealing TV.
Hello.
How many of those copyright alert test messages I'm going to have to put up with during y'all's show?
Yeah, really? That's
Yeah. It's going to be like disclaimers at the end of a car commercial. We're going to make Tom do them every day.
Right. Anything we did wrong, we're sorry. Bye. Yeah.
In a quiet, hushed voice and sped up at about 4 times.
Like that?
I like that.
Yeah, it's good. So anyway, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. But theft of service is theft of service, and that's what they're trying to do.
And as I said, I am not excusing the behavior.
Yep.
Just throwing that out.
Well,
there.
But again, I mean, something that I find to be even simpler that could be taken care of is again, paying sales tax on items that are bought on the internet. I believe that's pretty much a flip of the switch kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know exactly where the money or how it's going to get parsed up, but, you know... Once again, that's an important thing, and that's a ton of money out there that we're not getting. So, yeah, there are bigger fish to fry. I would agree. Now, on the off chance that you've been under a rock, you've seen the Geico commercial.
What are you, under a rock?
Yeah, exactly. That Facebook maybe is not dominating your social interactions already.
Hang on, I have to post a status update.
Got it? Okay. Good. You now can video chat and hold group chats using Skype-driven service that will be part of Facebook. Users will be able to call friends directly from Facebook and chat them up. They also can use the newly expanded version of the existing Facebook chat service that allows multi-person conversations. Did they come up with Huddle? Are they calling that like a huddle? Are they going to call it something else?
Well,
Scrum. Yeah.
You can all
Scrum. Yeah. Scrum. Nice.
Thank you.
You can already do that with Google.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean that's But we're seeing the clash of these two titans.
Uh-huh.
Maybe kind of fun.
I use Google Voice all the time.
There you are. So you can do that. So it's out there. Yeah. It's available.
You can talk to Europe. You can talk to England for 2 cents a minute.
There you go. All right. It's 12-2.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. Wow, my guys at American Lube Center are celebrating their second anniversary with their signature fast-friendly service. We may not be able to give you 29-cent gasoline, but we can still check your tires, wash your windows, and change your oil. Come experience the old-fashioned full service we all grew up with. American Lube Centers, three locations strong. Thanks again for supporting American Lube Centers in our second year and making us your choice for the best of the Brazos. American Lube Centers, look for the red, white, and blue flags.
These days, healthcare is undergoing a lot of change. One thing that won't is Scott and White's quality medical care and commitment to be there when you need us. We have a network of physicians and clinic and hospital locations throughout Central Texas. So if you move or change jobs, you can count on having Scott and White Healthcare nearby, including our newest clinic in College Station on Arrington Road. Our care is connected by a system-wide electronic network that stores your medical information. It's confidential and available to your Scott and White Healthcare team when you come to see us at any location, helping us keep your care on track. From wellness programs to highly specialized medical care, you can depend on Scott and White to help you manage your health. And we accept all major insurance plans. Visit sw.org. Scott and White Healthcare. Your choice. The trusted choice.
Atkinson Toyota, Cabot, Boot City, and Coors are proud to present the 40th annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo. It's at the Brazos County Expo Complex on Leonard Road, 8 o'clock each night, July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Advance tickets can be purchased at Cabot's Boot City Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Atkinson Toyota, The Eagle, and First State Bank of B-Dice in Curtin. Be a part of the Old West while supporting the Brian Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 14th, 15th, and 16th at 8 o'clock. We'll see you at the rodeo.
About 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, good. We got another study here that says that cell phones may not have a solid link to cancer.
Well, good.
Oh, all right. We got it going for us, which is nice.
Dial it up.
The Journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Environmental Health Perspectives. Reports that... Although there remains some uncertainty, the trend in the accumulating evidence is increasingly against the hypothesis that mobile phone use can cause brain tumors in adults. Never mind those misshapen skulls we're seeing in 2080. It'll be just fine.
We're not going to be here anyway.
Don't have to worry about it.
Not my problem.
Right. In a recent Dear Abby column, they tackled the touchy subject of washing toilet brushes in the dishwasher. A reader had written Abby about his stepdaughter doing just that. What do you think?
We have a setting on our dishwasher that says antibacterial. I think I would make sure to put it on that.
Yeah, exactly. So other things you can wash in your dishwasher. Toys.
Oh, yeah.
Toys. No more spray bottles or wasted paper towels. Just load the old dishwasher with all those toys.
Uh-huh.
Set it in your regular detergent and disinfectant action and go for it.
Yeah.
Toothbrushes.
Sure.
They need frequent sterilization to be effective. Just rubber band them together, place them in the silverware compartment, face the bristles outward for optimum cleaning. Brushes, combs, and other hair grooming supplies. You can clean scrunchies, clips, and barrettes in your dishwasher. Delicates. Place hosiery and delicates in a net bag, just like you would in a washing machine.
Uh-huh.
There's no agitation.
Not the washing machine.
Yep. So that they stay nice longer. Use vinegar in place of dishwashing detergent. Turn down the water.
Detergent.
To prevent fading.
Glad you're saying this in July.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Better check your insurance just in case something goes wrong.
And tennis shoes and baseball caps.
Oh, we've talked about baseball
caps.
Because I one of them frames.
Be sure to scrape the dirt from the tinny boppers before putting them in there.
My mom used to put my my tennis shoes in the washing machine.
Yeah.
And then you put them in the dryer, and it sounds like somebody is busting the walls down.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, that'll work. And, of course, if you step in dog poo, you probably ought to clean that out before you put it in there, too.
Well, you know, if hey, come on. If it's your tinny boppers,
yeah.
You know, just take the water hose to them.
Just
they'll dry,
to it.
They'll dry out.
They'll dry
or better yet, go to the car wash. It'll get it off there real fast.
Shrank up.
What?
Yeah. All right, here you go. 15-year-old kid from Georgia, the country, not the state, has set the new Guinness record for the fastest typing on an iPad. His name is Edward Brown. Edward managed to type the entire alphabet on the iPad in 5.26 seconds.
Huh.
Really? And I guess he's got a QWERTY keyboard, right? Otherwise, it'd be easy. He's going to go, zeet, zeet, zeet.
Well, what other kind of keyboard would you have?
Well, you could have an alphabetical keyboard.
Which would make it a jillion times more difficult.
No, you just slide your finger across it, wouldn't you?
Oh, he typed the entire alphabet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did that. Now, do you boys know?
Yeah, but then you'd end up with some sort of, you know, tilde or something like that in there. So.
You know that there's a controversy in the hot dog eating thing. Have you heard about this?
No.
No.
Do we need to bring in the resident consultant?
Well, no.
I think
no.
We've spent more than enough time with him about
what's
that. I think we've spent more than enough time with him, period.
You mean with Joey?
Yeah.
What?
Kobayashi.
Oh.
Controversy continuing to swirl because Joey Chestnut won the official contest with 62 dogs consumed.
Uh-huh.
Media was all abuzz over the live simulcast of former champion Takira Kobayashi allegedly downing 69 hot dogs.
But if it wasn't the actual competition.
New video now shows that Kobayashi actually didn't eat a world record 69 dogs like he claimed. Yep.
Really?
The video offers a tracker of the consumed hot dogs in the upper left-hand corner, while the viewer is able to see the right side, the official count that Kobayashi was using. What the viewer can quickly realize is that Kobayashi's human counter seems to be moving the counting tracker at random, and that the two numbers are rarely synced up. The final video count showed Kobayashi at 65 hot dogs, which would have beat Chestnut's best 62, but it's three short of the record. So, some question there. And again, see, that's the deal, is if you go talk to Chip Howard, he's not going to say anything because he was a judge.
Well, he's a paid consultant.
Well, it wasn't
he's
paid.
A hired hand
it
now.
Wasn't, it wasn't paid. He was,
well,
he's
paid in hot dogs.
He got a chance to
he got
stand
a T-shirt
up
and a cap.
That, so,
yeah. Had to fly his way up there. I'd say he got the short end of the stick.
I would, too. Latest,
or the bun.
By the way, if you're headed to the bank today, this morning.
Was it a holiday?
Be careful between 9 and 11.
Why?
Latest FBI stats show that you should avoid banks Friday mornings from 9 to 11, especially in the South and the West. Most of the 5,500-plus bank robberies in U.S. America took place on Fridays around mid-morning in those areas.
And to all of our bank listeners, you're welcome.
There you go. In case you're wondering, what really happens is somebody walks up to a teller and hands them a note saying they have a gub or other weapon, hand over all the money, and go away. I was in my bank the other day. I guess it was last Friday.
Did you ask them for a lollipop?
No.
Yeah.
No.
A microwave?
Let me see. It was last Friday. And they were just giving food away. I mean, it was like they were, yeah.
Really?
They were flagging people down to come in and eat hot dogs.
Get in here!
They had cookies.
Get in here. Have a dog.
They had popcorn.
Melbaline brought too much. We're just giving the rest of it away. Come on in.
You don't have to open nothing.
No, they did. And I went over to the branch of one of my banks, and he was standing under the canopy in the parking lot. And I'm thinking, you know, you were on the branch. You ought to have a better gig than standing on hot asphalt on July the 1st.
Oh, careful. I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Okay, yeah. But anyhow.
Well, you got to separate your words right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, this is Coach Cole. Do you feel like you are ready for summer physically and mentally? Well, guess what? Summer's here, and we've just launched the Summer Transformation Program. Wait, I changed the name. How about the Endless Summer Program? Let's get it going. Oh, and how about a real running program to get ready for the inaugural BCS Marathon in December? We're implementing the best for you, and I promise we will work as hard as you are willing to work to get to your goal. Go to CoachCliff.com for the Endless Summer Program and the new CollegeStationRunning.com for the pinnacle of all running clubs.
Did you get a good night's sleep last night? Need the right mattress? Find what fits you best for a good night's rest at Ashley Furniture Home Store Sleep Shop. Ask us about Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America with the advanced Ergo system for adjustability and comfortability. Upgrade and save up to $200, plus save up to $200 on closeout models off Tempur-Pedic's most popular models of all time while supplies last. The best prices, the best selection, and the best beds in the world are at the Ashley Sleep Shop at Ashley Furniture Home Store, College Station.
This is the toughest part of the week. We got like a minute left, and what's my last story, right?
Yeah.
This is from Clorox. This is from Clorox, okay?
We've been waiting.
Yeah, nearly a quarter of men 18 to 29 only wash their sheets once a month. Women are more likely to wash them once a week. And nearly half of men rely on the sniff test to determine if their clothes are fresh enough to wear. And finally, one in eight men actually confess to wearing their underwear two or three times between washes.
Oh, now that we can't be wet? No.
No,
no,
we can't.
No, that doesn't work.
No, and you really can't have nice things.
Just saying.
No.
All right. On this date in history.
I love this part.
The first confirmed.
I love clean clothes.
Yeah, the first confirmed tornado in U.S. America killed
tornado. Yeah.
Wait, what year?
That's 1680. It sounded like a boxcar. Yeah.
I was going to say, it couldn't sound like a freight train.
I was going to say.
1889, the first issue of the Wall Street Journal was published, and in 1947, reports broadcast of a UFO crashing near.
Not Rob a UFO.
UFO.
Yeah. They're prevalent in July.
Yeah. Again, what did they ask him? What did it sound like?
It sounded like ye old wagon.
Wagon clomping through the village. All right,
clippity clop, clippity clop.
The thundering of a million hooves.
We were talking about Jennifer Aniston the other day, and what does she do? Well, now she's talking. She says that making that movie, The Breakup, a few years ago helped her get over her breakup with Brad Pitt because she was still healing from that. There you go. Movies that, Horrible Bosses is at the movie theater. He gets a passing grade. Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston, Kevin Spacey is in it. 75% it gets on Rotten Tomatoes. It's called Horrible Bosses.
And remember, Scott, there's a cameo from Ron White in there.
Yeah, there you go. And Zookeeper with...